It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Have you ever heard of pig butchering scams? Apparently, it's a type of investment fraud that is impacting especially our senior population here in Connecticut. Joining us back on the show, Jim Perez, our crime prevention expert. And Jim, first of all, help us to better understand this type of scam and how people can get wrapped up in it, unfortunately.
Sure. So I want to start off by saying that this is so new. This is so insidious and so new that it's not even on the Federal Trade Commission website yet.
Really? Why? Yeah. Where did it come from? It's a relatively new type of scam?
Right. So here's the thing. Yeah. So the phrase pig butchering comes from a Chinese term called sha zu pang, which is used by scammers to describe a kind of long con financial scam. So what makes this different from other scams is, well, first of all, it's a sophisticated financial scam, typically involving cryptocurrencies or other types of investment. But what they do is, unlike you becoming a victim, so oftentimes they'll call you, they'll tell you you missed jury duty. That means you're the victim of whatever, misinformation. Mm. Instead of becoming a victim, what they do is, the reason why it's called pig butchering is because they do what's called fattening the calf. So what they'll do is they'll start off nice and slow. They'll befriend you. They'll start talking to you. They won't ask you for anything right away at all. It's kind of like a back and forth, and it usually starts either through text or email.
Could it be on dating websites, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Dating websites.
That's horrible.
Social websites, any kind of, Facebook could be an old friend that shows up that you barely remember, but it's not really a friend.
Right.
All these things, they're looking to exploit you. And so what they do is they do it over time. And then eventually they'll ask you that there's this great opportunity that you can invest in. And everyone, this becomes very emotional because everyone wants to leave a legacy for their family. Mm. And so if they lost the opportunity throughout the years, then this is the opportunity to do that. And so they use fake websites that are very elaborate. They show returns on investment and all kinds of crazy things. And so what they'll do is they'll eventually ask you to make a small investment. And when you do, they'll show through fake return website pages, they'll show you that right away you're making money already. And then little by little, because you end up getting, FOMO or fear of missing out, you start to, they're using psychological pressure. All this is based on psychological tactics. It's emotions, it's trust, it's having financial vulnerability.
But the thing is with this, Jim, is, the reason I brought up the dating websites before is a lot of the times you are connecting with people that you can't vet or say, I saw in person. And especially like you were mentioning, even like a Facebook friend, a befriending situation where, we went to elementary school together. And, it is very easy to convince a person that you're talking to somebody who is not trying to exploit you. But how do you know, what should be some red flags? What do people look out for? Because it seems like it's a pretty easy scam to get wrapped up in.
Well, it's an easy scam. First of all, you have to question where this person's coming from. Do you really need any more friends? I mean, I certainly don't.
I love the honesty, Jim Perez. Yeah, well, that's fair. Well, it certainly should be weird if you have somebody who, even if you only met them a month or two ago or you reconnected, it's always strange when money comes into that. Like, it feels like you've been, I don't want to say duped, but you've been pegged for a certain reason. And I don't like that feeling. I don't know. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a very the bad thing is that all frauds and all scams involve emotions and trust.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it involves what I talked last time about is scarcity, the false sense of urgency or social senses. Everyone's doing it, or source credibility. I'm an officer. I'm this. I'm that. They rely on people's kindness. And they actually turn on a dime, use it against them, and they start to do that. So I think what people need to do, and understand this, this isn't just happening to seniors. This is happening pretty much to anyone who's looking to invest. So I think the first thing is to understand that if someone comes to you, a family member, and they say that, they have this new friend, or they met this new person online on a dating website and they're going to get together soon, but they've been talking for the last month. Those are major red flags.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do is sit in on a conversation and see where it goes. And you'll start to see, you put the conversation on speakerphone or have your loved one put it on speakerphone and see what they're talking about. If they start, and you'll see right away, listen, when you're not emotionally involved and you're on the outside and you're just looking in, which is why we often have third party everything, you know what I mean, to help
with
this stuff.
Right.
Is because there's no emotion. When there's no emotion, you have clarity of thought.
Mm-hmm.
When there's emotion, you know exactly what needs to be done. And more importantly, when there's no emotion, you can actually pick out the things that are out of place or not normal.
Well, and again, Jim, I think it's like we say with so many scams, it's just taking a breath and not just acting on instinct or feeling like pressure to do so. You know, I think of some of my closest friends, and I'm like you, Jim. I have a couple, and that's good enough for me. But, you know, I like one friend in particular, you know, just posted a couple of days ago that her daughter, who's a Girl Scout, is selling cookies again. And she texted me and was like, you know, I hate to do this. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But that, to me, that should be a red flag, is if you have a newfound friend or relationship and they're already asking a month or two or even 6 months in, you know, these are friends of mine that I've known for 10, 15, you know, a long time. And they don't feel comfortable asking me to buy Girl Scout cookies from like my goddaughter. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I think that should immediately stand out as something that is kind of not right. But like you said, Jim, it's also bringing in a third party, have somebody, you know, weigh in and just see, you know, hey, does this seem weird to you? Or, you know, vetting that person somehow, some way, and pressuring them back almost. That certainly could be really effective.
Yep. And it's going to come in the form of a new friend, a romantic partner that they met.
That's so mean.
Investments, a lot about financial opportunities. You know, this is where you need to let your family members know, listen, if anybody talks to you about anything to do with your finances, and listen, there are victims already. One guy lost $70,000.
Oh my gosh.
Of his retirement because they started out small, you know, send me $100. Oh, look at this. You have 140 in there already. See, I told you, you're making money. And then they disarm them is what they're doing. And then they'll ask for more money. And then when they get a large sum of money that they've taken from them, let's say 10,000 plus, then when they ask for the money back, these scammers come up with excuses. Oh, because of regulatory things, we can't really, you know, release the money just yet. But we do have this one program that if you pay an extra $1,000, you can get it.
So I was going to ask that, Jim. How easy is it to, like, do a countermeasure to get your money back? It seems like that's pretty tricky.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, listen, this is why we've talked about this on the show. We've talked about being that it's psychological warfare. We've talked about how to toughen up and how to be able to spot those signs. We talked about scarcity and social consensus and source credibility and all these little things that they use. The bottom line is this: they use emotions. So if you're the person who's about to give money, before you give that money, you have a responsibility. You really do. To call a family member or a friend or a neighbor or whatever, anybody else, and start talking about it. But who you shouldn't be talking to is anyone else within that email or within that company or within that text message. You should not do that.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And you know, when I was looking at some of the just some of the statistics around this, again, like Jim said, it's not even a decade old. It started in 2016 in China. And it says here the IRS has issued warnings about the rising prevalence of these scams, in particular targeting U.S. taxpayers. The agency noting that losses often reach hundreds of thousands of dollars, some victims losing as much as $2 million just as an individual. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to mess around with. It is so good to be proactive versus reactive. And Jim Perez, I always thank you for giving us such great insight. I think it's always helpful when we can, again, be proactive and have crime prevention on the mind. So I appreciate you.
One more little thing. I want to put all senior centers across the state on notice. Start having classes on these things. Start addressing it. Start coming up with a buddy system where if they have an issue, they can call this person first, almost as like a concierge sort of kind of thing.
Like a phone tree. Yeah,
that's right. Because that's important. So
that's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea. I mean, especially like you said, at senior centers, I would think nursing homes, assisted living facilities. I think that's a really good idea. That should be something that's either in a newsletter. I know AARP does things like that. But I agree. Those institutions, those facilities should be offering that type of training.
Come on over to WITC. That's the only place you're going to get this information, folks.
There you go. Exactly. Right. If your senior center's not doing it, well, we'll do it right here almost in the morning. And Jim, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good week.
Thanks. You too.